from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, it's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X, or again, you can just Google Prep Sports Nation. Final segment of the show coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You'll hear from Bryson Logan, DB, and Georgetown commit, heading into his final season with the Whitfield Academy Wolfpack football team, coming off a historic run for them last year, winning their region title for the first time, I think, in 15 years. They advanced to the second round of the postseason, and they did all this in the first year under head coach Robert Walsh, now heading into his second year. So you'll hear that conversation coming up in just a few minutes. Real quick on your Braves update, if you need it, they did fall 8-5, your final score in that one. So they've got the getaway game tomorrow, 12:20, first pitch. Charlie Morton on the mound, I believe, for the Bravos. So we'll see, man. They're again, manage your expectations, man. Don't go into watching these games with any type of expectations one way or the other. Just take it in and let it process. All right. Speaking of processing, this weekend, real quick, what I'm looking forward to, it's going to get kicked off really tomorrow. I get a chance to stop by McEachern, which I actually was there last week for their scrimmage, but I'll be doing the color commentary for their Corky Kale Classic season opener on that Saturday in the Benz. And so myself and Eric Slaughter, who will be doing play-by-play alongside me that game, we're going to go and hang out. Well, I shouldn't say hang out, but catch up with Coach Kareem Reed of McEachern. And, you know, just talk about the game, the season, how things have been going in the off season, and, you know, just kind of get ourselves prepped for that night. Looking forward to it. This will actually be my first color commentary game, so looking forward to that.
I have a request.
Yes.
Could you repeat color commentary 4 in the name of the event again? Because that was a lot of sounds you did in a row.
Color commentary.
But it was for, what's the name of the
Corky Kale Classic. Yeah, a lot of C's in there. So volleyball, I'll get my first taste of some volleyball action. I haven't nailed down where I'm going to go quite. I have my eyes on a couple, but for you volleyball fans out there, a couple of really cool tournaments you can check out. Sequoia's hosting one, and some of the teams that are going to be there are Lambert, North Cobb. Of course, North Cobb coming off a state championship win. Northside Columbus, North Gwinnett. Looks like it'll be there. West Forsyth, Marietta. I think Sandy Creek, shout out to Coach Lewis, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago. I think they're having theirs this weekend. And if that is the case, I believe they will have, looks like Jonesboro, Cartersville, maybe in there. So I'll have to check with Coach Lewis because I know she said she was going to send me the info on for that because it's going to probably be way more teams than that. I know it definitely was last year, but I think they did take it down to just one day because I feel like last year it was 2 days. But, you know, so if you want to check out some volleyball, some really good stuff out there. Again, a lot of teams, some teams have gotten a match or two underway, but a lot of everybody getting things going this weekend or, you know, maybe even tomorrow. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to in my week. Also, Friday, taking in the North Gwinnett and South Gwinnett scrimmage because North Gwinnett will be on the other end of McEachern at the Corky Kale Classic. So learning to do that, you know, that production call and do all my homework and research when it comes down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To doing color commentary on games. So looking forward to all of that. So that's, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. All right, let's go ahead and get to it. Great conversation. A great young man. And you'll hear it in the conversation, just how he carries himself with just talking with me. And that is Bryson Logan of the Whitfield Academy Wolfpack football team. Stop by as they were kind of getting their practice on and whatnot. I shouldn't say kind of. They were getting their practice on and getting ready. I think they've already had a scrimmage last week against Lovett. I forgot who Coach Wall said they got this week, but they'll have another scrimmage this week, and then they'll get ready for their season opener against Coach Walser's former school where he came up from, which is Savannah Christian. So anyway, great conversation with Bryson. I got it going by asking him just if there was anything particular this summer that he had been working on.
It started off in the spring for me, just working more intensity in the weight room, honestly. I gained 20 pounds this offseason, just, you know, trying to get it to college shape. And I did some 707, you know, ran with the track team, also played lacrosse. So that was all really preparation for football, if you think about it. And this summer, you know, I just went to a couple camps, the Kennesaw State, Wake Forest, Yale, UConn camp, just trying to get my DB skills right, mainly press. And then if I'm not going to camps, you know, I was just doing some training, some after practice or before practice training.
All right, good deal. And let's talk about Georgetown. Congratulations on that commitment announcement. What was it about the program that you knew once you kind of, you know, made your, I guess it was, say, the final visit that kind of, you know, made you say, this is it, this is going to be home?
For me, honestly, it was the family, like, there. Like, biggest thing in coaching in college football is, like, the stability, I'm sorry, is terrible. You know, like, coaches, they'll come and go. more than recruits nowadays. So, you know, the Georgetown coach, Coach Scar, he's been there for like 30-something years. You know, everyone loves him. The alumni there, they all come back every game, you know, trying to support the team. So I just feel like the family while you're there and, like, you know, 20 years down the line is, you know, you're still going to be close.
All right. And you talked about something kind of leading into my next question about, you know, the coaching changes. You guys obviously had to go through a coaching change here when Coach Walsh came in. But with him coming in from the defensive side of things, how much of an impact has that had on you?
It had a large impact. But my first 2 years, it was honestly offense heavy at Whitfield. So defense, it was kind of like secondhand. But with Walsh coming in, he came in aggressive. You know, his entry meeting, everybody could see the shift already. So, I mean, he came in first day already letting me know in our meeting when I had a personal meeting with him. He just, well, I'm going to be defensive heavy. And so I love that about him. He's still like that. You can hear him in the background screaming. So, I mean, yeah, he's just always defensive heavy.
All right, last year, a heck of a run for you guys as you got into the second round of the playoffs. What do you feel like is going to be key for you all to kind of build off of that success, take things even further this year?
For us, mainly, it was just we were nervous. Like, we've never been in that situation before. We haven't won a region championship 15 years before last season. So, I mean, especially with a new coaching staff, honestly, coming in, we were just like, first playoff game, we wanted to, you know, shut the haters up. Second playoff game was rematch against Raven, and it go in our favor. But, I mean, we were just trying to, you know, change history here. So, coming off of that season, we just obviously want to go further. To me, second round isn't good enough, honestly. I'm trying to get to that championship in December. So, I mean, we're just going to keep working off of that intensity. You know, and as the playoff goes on, it's less about the play calling and all that. It's more about who's going to come together as a team, who's going to work harder, and them fourth quarter drives, who wants it more, honestly. So we're trying to get to that, even right now, August.
All right, and last one before I let you go. How important for you when it comes to that mission is it for you being a leader on this team now to kind of make sure you're being the vocal, helping being a vocal point for Coach Walsh and the staff when it comes down to the younger guys and making sure they're on the same page? Because I even saw you out there one time like, hey, man, y'all pay attention. So, you know, just how important is that leadership role for you?
It's very important. I'm one of the I don't want to say few returners from last season, but I'm one of the bigger role returners from last season. And so our team coming up, they're kind of looking up to me and a couple other guys because we've been not where we want to be, but we've been closer to the goal we want to be. So, I mean, for me, I don't look into it as more of a like I'm trying to be on top of you guys and, you know, trying to yell at you all the time and stuff. I'm just trying to hold my team accountable. You know, I want them to hold me accountable as well. So, I mean, they look up to me because I'm closer to the goal than where we want to be. But just want everyone on the team to hold each other accountable to the standard.
All right, good deal, man. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble, man. Get back to practice, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, seriously, all jokes aside, congratulations on everything. Thanks for a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
All right, and again, Bryson Logan, DB, Georgetown commit, and getting ready for that final season with the Whitfield Academy Wolfpack football team, man. Great young man, and as I told you, you could just hear it in the conversation. And Georgetown's getting not just a dog on the field, man, but he does his thing in the classroom. He actually, over the summer, had announced he actually got a 4 on his AP U.S. History exam. So, and I think a 5, A5 is the highest you can get. You got a 4, man. This dude is in the book. So, life after football, I'm pretty sure is going to be pretty good for that young man whenever that time comes for him. And what time has come is the end of this show. So, appreciate you locking in with us again. We do this every Wednesday unless the Hawks or United get in the way, or as in the case of next Wednesday, Crooked Hill Classic. But it's all good, because it's all about high school sports with that next week. So glad to do this with you each and every week. Glad to be back out there catching up with the coaches, student athletes, and everybody. And looking forward to bringing you another great show when we do return. I believe it'll be 2 weeks from tonight. And that'll do it. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Sonny, my guy, thank you. See ya.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game and Main Street Fayetteville presents Kickin' Rhythm Festival, August 10th, 4 to 9 p.m.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.